Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on there, good people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, Bob on the M-I-K-E. My man, M Extra Money, what up?
What up, what up, what up? Happy Friday, folks.
Yes, sir, definitely a good Friday here on the off-ramp. Sorry about yesterday's technical difficulties. It looks like there was a bug in the system, so if you heard the show and it was kind of cut out, and you'll hear some of us sometimes and then cut out, you know, it's our apologies. Hopefully we got things straightened out tonight, see if we can get through tonight's show without any issues. Again, this is the off-ramp. You got something you want to get off your chest, something you want to talk about, disagree with us, agree with us, whatever, feel free to call in 646-915-8680 or log on in and listen to us live. Let's jump right on in. I don't know where our other man, where my other man is at, Mr. Righteous. Oh, man, your kid could be taking a nap, yeah, but me and M Extra, we're going to hold y'all down tonight. So let's jump right in, yo. They got him, son. Dude was hiding out in a boot, dude.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I guess that dude was just, that was a smart move at that time, man. They were searching houses. Figured they go and search a boat, yo. It's crazy.
Son, I haven't been so captivated by Twitter. Normally, see, I enjoy Twitter, but I usually do it really just to talk to myself. I usually like to throw out a joke, get a laugh myself, see if anybody else responds. I was doing nothing but reading. I was so captivated. Dudes was listening to Boston Police Scanners and was basically just writing everything down that they were saying on the police scanner, y'all. And it was like play-by-play action out there. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Wow.
Dude almost got away with it, y'all. Like, he really could have got, I mean, they had the whole city on lockdown. Well, I get to the whole mess with the city in a minute, but they had the whole city on lockdown, couldn't find them, lifted up the ban, let everybody come outside, and that's when they found them, yo. Like, if he could have just chilled out for another hour, yo, he'd have been good, yo.
Well, I think, you know what I mean, the fact that he got hit, you know what I'm saying, eventually he would either, because that's what led them to the boat, right? I thought they said that they saw him getting into the boat, though, and the blood was all over their tarp or something. I don't know.
Well, now they said, like, once they lifted up a band, the dude who owns the boat went outside because he was like, oh, his tarp is messed up. So he went outside and saw that his tarp was messed up and saw where it was messed up. He saw traces of blood, so he called 911. 911 sent a helicopter with a heat scan and saw that there was a body in there.
Oh, okay. All right.
So he tried to run out there and try to get the jump on him, and he started blasting him, yeah. He started bucking out there, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy then, man. I didn't know it was like all that. After I saw the blood traces, I didn't know that was what actually happened. But, yeah, I mean, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I guess, they weren't saying where when he got hit, right? Was it from when his brother got killed or from when the second gun battle? But I'm thinking, go ahead.
No, I was just asking you a question. I was like, I don't remember them saying each one, but I wasn't really saying that.
I'm saying it's kind of hard, you know, like, my first thing would be getting out of that state, I guess. You know what I mean? After the first one, yo, I don't know if he hopped out the car. I think that's exactly what he did. I think he hopped out of the car. He had to have, I guess. But I'm trying to get out the state, yo. Like, I feel like No, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Like, I think, I mean, because after that, like, after that gun battle, you know, I think I would try to get somebody's car or whatever, yo. And head down south, you know. Like,
yeah, well, they said he had a car, and they got him out of the car. Like, they said he ran over his brother, and, like, even though his brother got shot, they're saying that because when he took the car, the getaway car, he ran over his brother, and that might be what killed him. But hold on, before you go on, we got a call from the 202 on the off ramp. Who on the line? What's going on, fool? Yo.
Yo.
What's going on, sir?
What's good?
Ain't much. How you holding up?
I'm holding up pretty strong, man. You know, I think this is all made up, yo.
We got folks in D.C. lunching now.
I think everything you read is fake, yo. Everything on TV was ketchup and Kool-Aid, yo. It's all made up, yo. The real dude, yo. I can tell you who the real dude was, yo. His name is Jason Trillo, yo. It was Greg Gruber, yo, and Jason Trillo, yo.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's wrong on so many levels. So you in the conspiracy theory, yo? You think that none of this stuff is all true? You think all this stuff is fake, yo?
Nah. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. I take everything with a grain of salt, yo. You know, I don't know what happened. It could have been some dudes dispatched out and made some bombs out of some pressure cookers, but it's kind of suspect to me, yo. Why would you use a pressure cooker right there, yo? That's the first thing I need clarification on, yo. Who the hell makes a bomb out of a pressure cooker, yo? Duncan Hines, yo?
I have no idea, but I think, yo, let me ask y'all this, though, man. So, I mean, because you know the uncle kind of spazzed out, was like, yo, they were up to no good, but I said, bro, no good kids, basically just dispelling, like, yo, stay away from my family, I don't have nothing to do with them, kind of distancing himself. But the aunt took the opposite position, like, look, man, show me some facts. Let me see the facts. Let me see everything you got. Then I'll say whether or not I believe you. But just off the cuff, like, you just blaming my family members, I'm not ready just to say, you know what I mean, they're losers like their uncle did. What position would y'all have taken?
Go ahead, Joe.
It depends, yo. Like, you know, everybody has a nutty cousin, yo. Everybody's got one. So I got a cousin that I'd be like, yeah, I'm not surprised. And then I got some cousins that I'd be like, nah, it's no way, yo. But
yeah,
at the end of the day, I need to see the proof, yo. Like, I need to see the proof. But the one thing we do know, man, is it doesn't matter how well you think you know somebody, you never really know them.
That's,
you know,
true.
Anybody, anybody's capable of anything at any time, but, I mean, how do you not, like, you take it all the way back to Columbine, like, at some point, families got to take accountability for people's actions. Like, how do you not know your kid's upstairs with 30 guns making bombs, yo? The same way here, like, where were these cats living? Who were they living with? They're not, you know, the one kid is 19. I mean, like, nobody knew he was upstairs making bombs out of pressure cookers, yo?
Yo, they Russian spies, B. Yo, this is all a facade, yo. They Russian spies, B. That's why his uncle lives close to D.C. You know, he's trying to distance himself so they don't see the connection, and the FBI start investigating. The FBI already investigated the older brother because they said Russia contacted U.S. and like, yo, I think these dudes is nutty. Y'all might want to look into them. The U.S. looked at him like, oh, no, he's
right there. That's a huge red flag because Russia would never give up the goods, yo. Like, I don't care what anybody
right.
says. We're not on good terms with Russia, yo. That would be like Crips giving info to Blood, yo. It's not gonna happen,
no.
yo.
Did you hear what General Putin said, yo, about these kids, yo?
No.
Yo, the kid was like, I told you them Chechens dudes are the devils.
because they were outside of Russia. Yo, his dad just lived in Russia because he's some kind of like doctor or something. But the country they from, Russia's actually beefing with them because that was one of the ones that got like released when during the whole Cold War thing. So the Russia don't like this country at all. But Beach Bum Gun, what position would you take though? You never really respond. Yeah, like would you?
Yeah, my bad. I didn't want to get off topic. I want to let Joe get into it. Me, I mean, look, yo. Like, look, man, I'm a firm believer in it is what it is. Like, if I got a problem with somebody, like, I took this stance that, like, if it was my nephew and there were reports that he's throwing bombs and shooting at cops, like, at that point, it's not a misunderstanding. Like, you know, they're not making that up. Like, they're not making up that you're trying to blow them up. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you got in a tussle with a cop, you put a hand on your cop, and you saying, "Unk, yo, like, he was trying to beef with me," I'll probably take your side, yo. But as soon as you tell me, "Yo, Unk, yo, I had a backpack with a bomb in it, and I threw it at him, but I wasn't really trying to kill him. I was just trying to get away because I was scared." Nigga, you need to go to jail, yo.
Right. I think.
All right. So, yo, what if somebody's shooting at you, yo? You don't shoot back, yo?
No, but that point, that's not a misconception. If somebody's shooting at me, yeah, I'm going to shoot back. And I'm going to be like, okay, I understand why he was shooting. But if the FBI is shooting at you because you're throwing bombs and you're suspecting, I mean, it could have easily been handled. Like if I was in a situation where they're saying, yo, Gunn, you might be a terrorist. I'd be the first one. I'd call him like, yo, y'all can come to my house. I'll come to wherever. I ain't no terrorist. I might have shot at a couple people in my life, but I ain't no terrorist. I ain't never tried to blow nobody up. What info y'all need? I'm not going to be like, oh, y'all think I'm a terrorist. Let me go try and make some bombs and run away.
What if they kick in your door right now, yo? You know what I'm saying? Come in, guns blazing, yo. You never seen these dudes before. There's no identified anything on them. I mean, this is obviously off topic a little bit. I'm just turning the corner a little bit. What if they kick in your door, either one of y'all, your door right now, and you see some foot soldier looking dudes coming in all black, and they just coming at Joe. You know, guns blazing. Like, we all
got then there ain't no conversation in the beginning. Then, yeah, I'm going to try to shoot at them. They're going to try to shoot at me. But what I'm saying is when the dust settles, I'm going to call 911 about, yo, some dark motherfucking dude just came in and tried to break in my house and I shot him. Y'all need to come pick him up. And they're going to have that on record.
Nah, what I'm saying is that at any given time, you know, they can come in and do that, Dre, and when the dust settles, you're on CNN, you know what I'm saying, with a whole different life that never existed.
Yeah, I'll take my chances. What about you, Master?
We are kind of off topic, but I think it's all, you know what I mean, kind of up in the air really for me, though, because quite honestly, like, just to go back to my original question, I think I would have took the aunt side because at that time, all you had was a picture. You might have seen them at the scene, but you really don't, because they ain't coming here talking about this was all the details we had. So if I didn't have all the details, I would kind of be suspicious, especially if all I know of them was being good kids, because all the reports from classmates and everything else pointed to that same thing. Good kid, heavyweight boxer, had a scholarship from Boston. So there was no real evidence to say that they were otherwise. Now, if there was a cousin or a nephew who was just in and out of jail and doing a lot of that kind of stuff, then, you know what I mean, I'd be like, yeah, it may be a chance. But I still wouldn't tell the FBI that. I'd just be like, yo, I just need to see more, and then let me come up with my own thing. I wouldn't be rushing to judgment for everything else. But in terms of the bombs and stuff, yo, once you shoot back at a cop, yo, you already lost the battle. Honest, yo, because they didn't come busting at you. So as long as when you start returning fire, yo, you already lost in your case. So that's just my stance on it, yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm trying to go battle with it, whether I know if he's a cop or not, I mean, at some point you got to realize that once you pull that trigger, you may have a case against you too. I mean, so I just
my whole thing is I get trying not to rush the judgment, yo. But if you see your nephew on the screen saying he is wanted in connection with the Boston bombing, then why can't you just say, oh, no, not him. Make sure he talks to somebody. That wouldn't be him. And then you call your nephew and be like, yo, where are you at? How come you haven't gone to talk to him? They think you're the one that bombed this stuff. You need to go holler at them. He's like, oh,
yeah,
nah, I'm on the run.
Yeah, but the uncle said that he hasn't talked to these dudes in like 9 years, and the aunt said that she wasn't in contact with him either. So that's what I'm saying. So if they weren't really in contact with him. But that's all right. So if he wasn't, in contact with him, all you know is what you know. So, you know what I mean? It wasn't like you was, you know what I mean, kept abreast of the situation. That's why I'm saying I wouldn't rush to judgment unless they gave me something more than a picture and them holding the backpack. Like, I would need like a little bit more.
That's my other issue. And Big Joe, let me see if you agree with me. Why is it that a Russian, two Russian immigrants, right, their family, one is legal, one wasn't legal. Why is their parents in Russia, their uncle and aunt in D.C., and they haven't talked to their uncle and aunt? Like, you would think that the closest family that's in the same country as them, you would have heard from them. I'm thinking spies.
I'm gonna go with you on all that. You know, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, from the very time it's come out, it's all been shaking. And I know that they've been real slow to give out any details because they don't want to have a Benghazi Part 2 out here. But the reality is this, you know, like, how did the bombs go off and nobody's talking about this? They said it on CNN once. They talked about how the people just went through, the army just went through with bomb-sniffing dogs, and 15 minutes, the bomb goes off. Like, you need to get some new dogs, yo.
Nah, well, the thing was, though, that was at the beginning of the race. They did the whole course, though. So then they probably started at the finish line and then worked their way throughout the course. So they came, like, after the race was already started because people were finishing.
No, they were talking about they literally just went through, like, they were going through the crowd or whatever. Because, remember, this is at the race. This isn't the beginning of the race. Like, plenty of people have come through the finish line at this part. They've already started the celebration
part. Right, that's
what
I'm saying.
This is normal
patrol
dogs. They
would have dogs. They would have dogs sweeping during the race, though, you know what I'm saying? So the race,
okay, I think they had the weed dogs with mixed up with the bomb dogs, yo.
But either way, I do agree, though. I kind of see you where Beach Bomb is going with the spies thing. Like, for real, and it goes to my overall just view on immigration, how everybody's skewed view, thinking that everything or everybody that's a legal immigrant here or that's an undocumented immigrant here is the correct term, but you know what I mean? Like, think it's from Mexico or Hispanic. When there's just as much people from Europe, Africa, Russia, than it is, you know what I mean, from the Hispanic regions. And everybody thinks that they focus down south and never know that, you know what I mean, you living next to that Russian who may be undocumented, but you don't have nothing to say to him. You know what I'm saying? But if you see a Hispanic person, then you quick to judgment. That's another story. Back to that. He became a citizen in 2012, September 11th. But if his dad originally sent him over there and asked for everything, why isn't he required to be over here too? How is it that he's back at another country who we don't have the best political, you know what I mean, like agreements with, and who is sponsoring them at that point? I understand they're over 18 and all, but he wasn't over 18 when he first got here with his dad. And technically, like, I just don't understand. I would think that our immigration laws would require them to be with somebody, you know what I mean, like a sponsor or something. Like, it's crazy how that works. Like, I just don't understand, you know. Like, and then their uncle lives, like, two states over, 6 hours away, right, driving, and he hasn't talked to them since, like, they first came, and then the aunts in New Jersey haven't talked to him, sisters in New York. Like, it's crazy. I don't understand. I don't understand our immigration status right now, yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Hey, hold on. Hold what up?
What's good, man? Just touched down in now, and I don't even know where I'm at. Orange County. What'd you say?
Go ahead, MX.
I was just telling you, you're on the West Coast, that's all. West Coast Cali, that's all.
I mean, I live in the West Coast, brother.
Yeah,
you live in the desert, yeah. You live in the desert.
That's it. So, did you see all the news and stuff about the guy getting caught today?
Nah, I haven't seen nothing about it, bro.
You know he don't listen to. You don't know he don't watch the news, man.
Yeah.
Nobody got time for that.
Yeah, it's tough. Well, they got the terroristic bomber. So me, M Extra, and Big Joe on the line discussing. I'm thinking that the Russian dude was a spy, yo, because he's got a lot of family. His parents are in Russia. He's got a lot of family in America, but then none of them talk to him in like the last like 9 years, yo. Like, why haven't? If you got family in America and you from, you know, 30 some hours away, huh?
I was trying to pronounce where he was from, yo. I don't know, yo. I don't know how to pronounce it. Yo. I tried.
I'm thinking dude's a spy, yo. I'm thinking he's a 19-year-old spy, yo. He said he was getting acting on campus too, yo. He said the chicks liked him, yo.
Listen, if you're the doctor, because he's in critical condition, you know, you're the doctor, you got to save this dude's life, you know. I think I would be like, that'd be one time that I'll question my Hippocratic oath, you know. And so, like, that's not doing a perfect job to save this dude, you
know. Nah, you got to save him, you all the information. You got to save him, yo.
That's
what I'm saying.
I'm just saying that'd be one time where I would question whether I should or not, you know, like, of all the things I probably dealt with in my job, you know, like, this terror, like, a terrorist treating a terrorist would be one time where I'll have to be like, yo, this is all the mass killings and whatever, you know what I mean, is he worth saving, you know what I mean?
I'd do something grimy, like, you know, like, just, like, make his penis, like, half an inch, you know, while he's sitting there.
Yo, he's already from Chechnya, yo. It might already be like that, yo.
Yo, so it's a lot of topic, yo. I'm just gonna move. I think we got most of this day, yo. So on a lighter topic, I was listening to sports radio, you know. Do y'all think football players should take the Wonder Lick test, yo?
Should take the what test?
The Wonder Lick test. I don't know. I've never seen a Wonderlic, so I don't know what's on it to speak on it.
It's like all them dumb questions, like if Beth said, you know what I mean, like if Beth said, if Tim said hi to Sally, Sally said hi to Beth, did Tim meet Beth? Like, it's those type of questions. And it'd be like, what's the ninth month of the year? And the whole thing is, it's like, it's wondering, like, we make everything else in the combine public, you know, your bench results, your 40 time, but they try not to make your Wonderlic test results, because if you do bad on them, people consider you dumb. So they're questioning, like, should a player have the right to just say, no, I don't want to take the Wonderlic? Like, if Matt Barkley doesn't throw in the combine, is that the same thing as saying, I don't want to take the Wonderlic test?
My view is that, you know, you ready to pay a lot of money, take whatever the hell test they need you to take, then you take the SAT to get in college to get to that level. I mean, taking another test, you know what I mean, shouldn't be a problem for you. You know, I mean, you take assessments in high school, you take in SATs in high school to get into college. So, I mean, take the test, you'll make millions, you'll move on. You know, I think there's other issues you could deal with. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel it. What you think, Hov? You think they should make these tests? You think these kids should take these tests, you know?
Yeah, man. What would be the point of not taking it? It's a part of your interview process.
I mean, because it has nothing to do with football.
Something to do with intelligence.
I think it does have, I mean, maybe the content, but I think, you know what I mean, that's like taking a personality test when you go on to be, you know what I mean, for a job or something. Yeah, I mean, it really has nothing really to relate to your job, but it may have something to say about your character.
What you think, Big Joe?
I mean, test is just a test, man.
What the hell are y'all doing back there?
Man, a test is just a test, man. It is what it is, and I don't see a reason not to take it. I mean, so it's just kind of public knowledge that some of those dudes aren't the brightest, show. Like, some of them are brilliant and some of them aren't, man. You know, it doesn't have a lot to do with X's and O's sometimes. Like, unless you're a quarterback or a DB, I mean, as long as you can play your position, you know, who cares?
So then why take the test? Because I don't want my D tackle smart, you know. Just be fat, strong, and fast, you know. Stick your head in there, you know. I don't need them to be smart, you know.
You don't get to choose what certifications you need for your career. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a social worker, you need an MSW. It's just the way it works, you know. And can you do your job without that piece of paper or without having to go through all that? Probably. But it's a standard, yo. You gotta set a certain standard. It's a
right.
Win now problem. And you'll probably catch a lot of the crazy dudes in the process, yo. Like, I know it's not a psych test, but
you'll
probably weed out a lot of character issues right then and there, yo. By looking at how people make their decisions.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think it's worth it. If you want to have a kid take a football knowledge test on, you know, formations and all that stuff when it comes to football, then cool. If you want to know if he's fucking crazy or not, just do a background check on him. Like, who cares if he doesn't know if, you know, what's the lower number, -1, 0.30, or 0.125? Like, that's a question. Like, who cares if he knows that or not?
Man, it's the ability to decipher information, though.
Say that again.
It's the ability to decipher information. You can't sit down and decipher information. If I give you a playbook and tell you there's five different scenarios, you're not gonna get it. Like, you
know,
and
I know that.
The man like this scored horribly on the Wonder Week, and you can tell he's an athlete, but he doesn't understand the game.
But I don't need that. I can see what he does on film. I don't need a Wonderlic test.
Yeah, but he's going to be learning a new playbook, though.
Yeah, you can't tell that on film. You wouldn't know that that kid can't decipher a defense when he was in Virginia Tech, yo.
Yeah, that kid signed $200 million contract. He's worth something in the league. Like, you know, he might not be the smartest quarterback, but he's obviously good enough back to still be playing in the league. I don't want them.
I mean, there's lots
me.
Of people that are still in the league that really don't deserve to be there. Do you really think he deserves to get $100 million, or did a bunch of people get fired because of that dumb mistake?
I feel like you get paid what you deserve, man. If somebody's willing to pay you $200 million, then that's what you deserve.
I mean, that's what you deserve, but that has he earned it?
Has he
what
earned
he
too
that what he's put that what he's put on film with the Philadelphia Eagles deserves a $100 million contract?
That's a tough one to answer, because he put up an
MVP. That's not tough, though. He hasn't done anything worth $100 million in Philadelphia.
Look, that's a tough answer. We only got 90 seconds, so I can't get into that. I can give you my reasons why. I can make the argument why he did, and I can also give you reasons why he didn't, but we ain't got that much longer. Anything else y'all want to say, man? We only got about 60 seconds left, so I'll give y'all the...
Yeah, I got one crazy story for you, yo. It's a girl, a lady, I forgot the state, but she basically, her husband was abusing her. She cut his dick off with a 10-inch kitchen knife, put the joint in the blender. I'm not a blender, but the garbage disposal. Turn that joint on. They couldn't revive it, so now he can't have sex no more. And her defense is he deserved everything she got that he got. That's her defense in court. What's your reaction?
She should be shot. She should be murdered, yo.
Death penalty,
yeah, yo. I don't know what people be doing to these chicks to get their dick cut off, yo. But I'm glad I never had that many.
Yeah,
Yes, but all right, fellas, that's it. That's our show tonight, man. I appreciate y'all calling in. We'll definitely get up next week, man. Back on the off-ramp on Monday. Y'all have a good night.